Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 483. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Jeff has cheese whiz flowing through his veins.
Doesn't sound terrible. I mean, I don't think you can live on that, but Jeff is here. Do you have cheese whiz flowing through your veins?
Some, at least.
Some.
I have to say, it takes you way too long to answer that. I mean, but that's concerning.
And Earl is here, hopefully not with a...
No cheese. No cheese whiz, no alcohol. Jeff is
like, I got pulled over by the police and I blew a .5 on the cheese-alyzer.
Jeff, what is that cheese that you get?
My favorite cheese spread is called Schuller's.
Yes, that I remember you talking about this cheese spread thing before.
You know another awesome thing about it is, like, most cheese spreads you have to, like, take out of the fridge and, like, let them cool off because otherwise they're, like, too stiff. Not Schuller's. Right. That shit's ready to go.
It's like soft right out of you.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
I feel like at some point this is going to turn into, like, one of those like, Squarespace ads on other podcasts.
We get sponsored by a Jeff's cheese board company.
Yeah.
It's been a week. There's still not much going on in the world of games. Although you guys had a conversation with one of our listeners today about the quality of 2020. I had some stuff typed out. I just backed off a couple times on it. I don't think anybody's saying that there's nothing coming out, right? It's just looking at the calendar right now, it's very empty.
Yeah, and I guess I should clarify that, because I feel like that was, because that's what I was saying. It's like, you're looking at Wikipedia. There's nothing from the end of May till September, which means June, July, August have literally no retail games currently announced to come out in that window.
Oh my God. I
mean, yeah, but it's January, dude. Like, there's going to be.
But generally, yes, we understand there's going to be stuff, but generally stuff is dated, like, by now, or we have a general whereabouts of.
You
would know what was coming out in the summer, like you normally know.
Like, there's some, like, we get some surprises, right? Like, they announced Super Mario Maker.
Well, I was going to point out, like, okay, I kind of get that with Nintendo,
right?
But where are you getting the other games that are going to fall out this summer that aren't on the Switch? And at most, you'll probably get one or two Nintendo titles, and I assume one of them is probably a port of like a Wii U title.
Yeah, it's like we know Sony's plans. They have The Last of Us in May. We know Microsoft's plans. They have Gears Tactics. Ubisoft moved Watch Dogs.
Yep.
Out of the first half
we
of
don't,
the year.
We don't know even if it's coming this year. Right.
Yeah, it's moved into the next fiscal year, so any time between now, I mean, any time between April 1st and March 31st of next year.
I don't know if there's any Activision games coming out. They don't really make games anymore.
I mean, there's probably Call of Duty. We can mark that one down.
EA, like, there, I don't see anything really on the schedule for EA. In terms of, like, the big name publishers, it's very sparse for the first 9 months of the year. And maybe they're holding a lot of their stuff for the end of the year after console, you know, after the we find out when the consoles are coming. And but as and, it and stands
and that's, I mean, I think we said as much last week as well. It's like, yes, there are two consoles launching, so I expect the fall to be busier. That still does not excuse, like, the first 9 months of this year being pretty barren.
Plus, remember our last console launch when they launched literally no games.
Yeah, they were all cross. They were all almost all of them were what cross-gen titles. Like Sony did have Killzone, which was bad, and Knack, which was not great.
Microsoft had Rise.
Right. Forgot about that. And
Yoko Psycho, was that a launch title?
That was, and they had Dead Rising 3.
Oh, I forgot 4.
No, 4 came out after. I think it was 3. There's been 2 Dead Rising games this generation.
I was about to say, I did not realize they were up to 4. But I know 4 exist. So it's such a
Has anybody,
thing.
Jeff, you played 4, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Jeff's the only one. That was the Christmas-themed one?
Christmas, and it had, at least some of Willamette Mall again. But
it went back to the original protagonist, right? The photographer guy, Frank.
It was okay.
Yeah, but which, I mean, that's 3 was okay. They're fine.
I'm done with this series.
Even to go back to your point of it being January, we are at the end of January. January ends next week. What major game came out this month?
Dude, I said it's real light till March, but the thing is like
no, but that, but yes, I mean it's like we, that again. This is what we agreed on. It's consolidated in like the 8th March through May.
Okay, but just because it's all concentrated doesn't mean it's sparse. It just means it's
sparse. It does mean it's sparse.
That's sparse.
Concentrated, yeah. Dude, but there's more stuff in the like. All right, yes, it's all within 1 month, but there's more stuff in the first half of this year than at least last year for me. Like
that's bullshit.
Yeah, it's all how is it bullshit? What the fuck was so great about last year?
Nobody's saying that.
Last year was bad, and this year is worse. I think that's what we're saying.
I mean,
I would not agree.
You can't disagree with that because you don't know what these games are yet. But
Doom Eternal is going to suck. You know, like come on.
I don't think anybody's saying they're going to suck, but this is light.
I mean, you can make certain assumptions of quality, like. Doom's gonna be fine. It's gonna be good. I'm excited for it. Resident Evil 3 is gonna be great. Like,
you can't make assumptions of quality. I don't know why you say that because you make assumptions of quality all the time and you are almost always wrong.
You come away angry all the time.
All right, I'll bet you if anyone wants to put money against that, I'll bet you that fucking Doom Eternal averages over an 8 on Metacritic.
But most
80
of the games
or above.
Most of the games you criticize for not existing last year averaged over 80 and above.
I'm just
you don't count GS5 for a game that came out last year.
Shit, dude. All I'm saying is, if you're gonna tell me, oh, you don't know that these games are gonna be good, come on, dude.
I'm not under the assumption that these aren't gonna be good games. Like there are good games on that list. I do look at it and go, we had a larger, more consistent flow of solid titles throughout the year last year than we currently have right now. Where it's, in March, we kick off with a few games. There's like 3 or 4 titles there, a couple in April, and then a couple in May, and then there's nothing until September right now.
Yeah, and
whereas like every month we were getting at least one fairly big game, maybe 2. Now, quality wise, maybe they didn't turn out as all that great, you know. But there's little denying that like Devil May Cry 5, Anthem, Kingdom Hearts 3, Resident Evil 2, Sekiro, like those were big name titles that were coming out in the first 3-4 months of the year, and right now we have nothing until April.
You guys are way too down on this. Like, it's all going to be fine. And here's the other thing. I guarantee you, like, I guess we don't know, but I guarantee you that fucking Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo are going to have better fucking falls than they did last year.
That's not even what we're arguing.
I'm
telling you right now, if you take what we know, I'm happier with this year.
Oh, God.
What do we know from Nintendo? Animal Crossing.
Jeff, can you just not say things that are like utterly stupid? I mean, we don't know anything that's coming this fall. And if we just take what we know, we've got like 10 games.
7 games that all of them, I'm like, yeah, those are all bigger deals than fucking almost anything that came out last year.
Oh my God, I called BS on that. Again,
I gave you an example. If you were to list last year's game on paper at the start of 2019, you'd say the same thing. Kingdom Hearts, New Devil May Cry, Sakura. I wouldn't agree to any of those.
Even before they came out.
Dude, you were so excited for Sakura. You thought that game was like the best thing.
Sakura was good, but if you're telling me that this time last January, I was sitting here with a hard on for Kingdom Hearts 3, it's just not.
All right, so not like, right. Here, like, how big of a hard on do you have? Wait,
who the fuck gave a fuck about Kingdom Hearts 3?
How big of a hard on do you have for Final Fantasy 7 Remake?
I don't have any. I don't care about it at
all. Kingdom Hearts 3 and Final Fantasy 7 cross out, right?
But you put those two against each other. Anyone that cares about this series, who's gonna take Kingdom Hearts 3 over Final Fantasy 7 Remake? Nobody.
I think I would take a full game over the start of a whatever it is.
Right. We don't even know what
Final Fantasy 7 Remake is at this point. Like, we know it's part of a multi-tier release of a remake of this game, and from the sound of it, it's not even going to get out of the first area of the first disc.
Well, good thing it's not my concern.
I mean, you're the one championing it right now. Like,
I'm not championing it. I'm just saying, also, Kingdom Hearts is a like it doesn't Kingdom run Hearts. in your circle, Jeff. But Kingdom Hearts is a huge series.
Yeah, it was.
What was it, the top? It was like, what, 7th or 8th best selling game of 2019?
I bought it too. And like, I played it for an hour. And I'm like, oh, yeah, but shit still sucks.
But you knew going in, you don't like Kingdom Hearts. But yeah, like, it is a huge series. Like, it is not tiny by any means.
I'd still stack it against Final Fantasy. I don't care. I don't care if it's Final Fantasy fucking demo game.
I think you mean the opposite, that you're not stacking it against Final Fantasy, because to you, Final Fantasy wins hands down.
Last of Us 2,
different beast. That's, you know, to a lot of people, game of the last decade or whatever. I disagree with that, but whatever.
Bigger than anything Sony released at any point of last year.
Agreed. There's nothing on, like, it is their biggest game of the last 2 years.
No, I'm not going to disagree with that, but I mean, going into the 2019, I do think that Death Stranding had a similar kind of hype behind it. I'm not. We poked fun at Death Stranding all year, but going into the release, going into 2019, a lot of people were excited for that game.
It's a Kojima game. Like, it's a big title. There's a lot of hype around it. I don't know if it's the same level of hype as like a Last of Us, but
no, it's not. But I mean, to say like, it's not like it was like Sony didn't have anything that people were excited for last year.
To be fair, going into last year, I did not think Death Stranding was coming last year.
No, so. That's fair. I also still don't think Ghost of Tsushima is coming this year, but we'll see.
I really want that game. I hope it comes this year.
You don't think it's coming this year?
No.
So it doesn't have a release window or anything like that?
It has no release window.
Oh, I could have swore it was like first.
I don't know the last time we saw that game.
They showed it at
San Diego?
The Game Awards, I know they showed it.
Yeah, I think they had a big thing at the Game Awards.
And I think they said 2020, but what the hell does that mean?
Yeah. Okay, and, you know, Cyberpunk...
Dude, let me solve this for you guys right now. Animal Crossing is coming out this year. Better year.
Oh, God.
It's a better year for you.
Well,
if your year is 3 months, this is a fantastic year. If your year is 12 months, there's some questions to be asked.
Yes.
Dude, you're going to be busy all summer fucking trading
I don't play Animal Crossing. I don't like Animal Crossing.
Oh, you motherfuckers.
I don't get Animal Crossing.
I will trade fruit with you, Jeff, even though I do not love that game.
It's getting a little stale, but...
I don't see, you're already turning on Animal Crossing, and it's not even out yet.
I think Doom will be good.
I think it's fucking awesome.
And just to clarify again, it's not like I'm saying these games are going to be bad, but to say that they're going to be like... these games could come out and just be good, which isn't a bad thing, but that's kind of what happened last year. A lot of these big games came out, and they were just kind of good games. They weren't like a ton of amazing, great titles.
Yeah, the scary thing for me is the stuff coming out of Bethesda hasn't been
I was just thinking that. I was about to like get bold with my Doom prediction and say, oh, yeah, it'll be in Game of the Year discussion, but I was like, well, Bethesda's kind of fucking up lately.
Yeah,
like,
I really hope probably not.
It just seems so hard to fuck up.
I hope you're right, Jeff, but yeah, like, what, that last Wolfenstein thing was meh.
I do think that Doom is better than that series a little bit. Like, Doom,
yeah, and Doom is
personality, like a real personality to the gameplay.
And I think Doom Eternal is coming directly from id, right? Like, they're developing it. It's not.
And just look at it. The trailers and shit look fucking awesome.
You know, it's the Wolfenstein thing came from a side team, and Rage came from a different team. But it's been rough at Bethesda for a little bit. So, Resident Evil 3, I think it'll be good, but that's the weakest of that original trilogy. And we don't. There is no date on Halo yet.
It'll be it'll be there.
I know it's coming. Closer. They switch it from launch to launch window, and they're like, "Oh, we meant February."
I don't think so. I
remember launch window is like 6 months out. So yeah, anywhere from when the I think it will be there. I think they need it.
Yeah,
I think they'll force it, but I mean, yeah, it could be like one of those. It's coming March of 2021. Could kind of be like buffering at the end of the fiscal year. But yeah, and again, I'm sure there'll be I'm sure there's titles that we. I mean, one of the titles we'll talk about in a bit is a title that got delayed, but it's just kind of a nebulous. It's coming out sometime. And I'm sure there's a bunch of titles that are kind of announced that have no dates or release windows. Like, I'm sure we're due for an Assassin's Creed game this year, I think.
Yep, it's supposed to be it's that rumored Assassin's Creed Ragnarok.
Yeah, who knows what happened to Skull and Bones?
That game might be a myth.
that's a fake game.
What was that other game they had that was really pretty? The Monster Hunter one.
That got delayed too, didn't it?
That was by one of the Assassin's Creed teams too, wasn't it?
It got delayed, but I don't know if it got delayed out of 2020 or if it was like supposed to be something that was out this like early this year.
I don't know.
I don't know. I do know that if I look at that list that's up, there's 68 titles on there for the entire year.
Oh my god,
that has dates right now. Or whereabouts, like month area releases, and we had 70 titles through the first 2 months of last year.
So, yeah,
but it's okay, Jeff, because there's games coming. So many games.
There are
games I like are coming, so we're all fine, guys.
Yeah, we're all fine. There's a ton of games that, yeah, they exist to come at some point.
And hey, maybe in 2 weeks we'll be talking about a bunch of stuff because, you know, Sony is rumored to be having some event early February.
Wait till they announce that new 2D Metroid coming out this summer.
Sony's gonna announce that.
No, Nintendo.
Really weird, but yeah, like, I'm down for that.
And again, yeah, yes, again, Nintendo can announce stuff, and I assume they will because they are not innocent in this. They have nothing. I mean, they have Animal Crossing, and I don't think they have anything. And Xenoblade's announced. I think that's it for them for the year right now.
It would be pretty easy for Nintendo to top last year for me because, like, I don't really care about Pokemon. I thought it was all right. Like, Luigi's Mansion was really good, but, like, fuck. They could drop Pikmin, and that would be a way huger deal to me than Luigi's Mansion. So
no, yeah. Not
but and just to kind of backtrack a bit, because because you and Christopher made the same debate, which is I get it, but I also didn't. Like, as you folks compare 2020 to 2019, there's a lot more years that we compare it to in 2020. Because we could take most of that as well. In 2019, I think we said most of that year wasn't a great year.
Yeah, when we came out of Game of the Year, like, this was not a great year.
Yeah. So 2020 being on par or better or worse than that is not really, it's not saying a ton to me because I compared it to 2017. 20.
I'm on record as saying this whole generation is a letdown, so.
Agreed. You have said that a lot.
Yeah.
I do think that, and this, you did not say this, Jeff. This came from Chris, who listens to us. His statement that this might go down as the greatest year of gaming ever,
Oh.
that's a little outlandish to me.
That seems a bit much.
It's very bullish.
It may be the greatest year of gaming this decade.
There we go.
I So far.
mean, it can take that crown.
So far.
So far. Yeah, I mean,
Yeah, I
we'll give him that. We'll concede that to him.
yeah,
Be
because
the greatest.
I do think there are years that are considered all-time greats for a lot of people. Maybe that's a podcast we'll do down in the future. But I know,
27, 20,
yeah,
2007.
2007 is a big one. I think 98's a big one for a lot of people. I think 2017 for this generation was a really good one. Usually it's kind of when systems hit the apex around the third or fourth year that you kind of get all these great titles hidden at once, and that's usually the crescendo of that generation until the next one. So, like, this one is kind of the it's the same as last generation without the refresh in the middle, where, like, I think both the Xbox and PS4 has gone on too long, and there wasn't a Kinect or a PS3, what was it, PS3 Sim or Move controller, I guess, that kind of refreshed it like halfway through the generation, which gave it a second win because I think the PS4 is still doing well. But like at the start of this generation, everybody's talking about like how these systems are outpacing their predecessors or whatever. And that momentum has really showed down in the past 2 years, and you see it not only in interest around these systems, but also just interest around games coming out for them.
I do think some of that goes back to kind of what Jeff's been saying over the last 6 or so years. It's kind of been a down gen. Like there have been some great games that have come out, but where are those like those big new series?
Yeah.
We got Horizon. That seems like it's going to be a fun one. Hopefully they do more with it, but. We don't have our Gears. We don't have our Uncharted for this gen, I don't think.
No, and I feel like we had this debate recently, and there were games that popped out that I don't remember now.
Where's our BioShock? Where's our Mass Effect? Where, you know what I mean? It was just like that 360 generation might be one of the greatest generations, dude. Like it just was like constantly great new shit.
It
It fought the
is, and
Nazis.
it is, and
Like.
it isn't for one reason that it ended up really killing a lot of like the mid-tier development, the people who were doing the experimental games. It's kind of like like watching movies. Like the 80s is such a weird time for movies because people would try anything, and some of it worked, some of it didn't, but they would try anything. And then the 90s was really finding that, and then like since then it's kind of been like, oh, we know how to make movies now, so you kind of make the same movies or like the movies that do well are like the big genre films, and that's kind of what gaming is now. Like you have your MCU, which is like you'll get your Call of Duties and your Assassin's Creed and your Madden, your FIFAs every year. You'll get like you'll get the Pixar with your Nintendo games, your Mario, your Luigi's Mansion, your Zelda, and it's like okay, so we kind of know what to expect from everybody. Nobody's really surprising us anymore, or trying something outside of their wheelhouse.
Yeah. And the stuff it does isn't catching on. So.
Yeah, because people kind of know what they like now, and it's like, why will I try another first-person shooter when I get Call of Duty? And if I'm not Call of Duty, I'll get Battlefield.
Yep. All right. Well, there are games. We admit that. We just don't know what they all are.
And there are good games. There are going to be good games. So just so
Yeah.
nobody misunderstands that, yes, I do think there will be
They're
good
all going to
chances for
suck.
that.
It's going to be the worst year of all time. We're going to want to throw our consoles into the river.
We'll say this. I am very worried about Cyberpunk. I don't know how that game's going to turn out.
I don't even know if we'll see it in September.
That's also very possible. I don't know. I think there's a big difference between doing a third person action adventure RPG and a first person sci-fi RPG. I hope that they get it right. I'm a little worried though, but we'll see. All right. Jeff and I have been playing some stuff. You guys, not so much, but and we haven't really played a lot either. But Jeff, you played Darksiders 3.
Yeah.
Ooh. New Darksiders.
Kind of new. Is it 2 years old now?
It came out December of 2018, okay. I want to say. So it's like a year old.
Yeah.
And it's on Game Pass, right?
It is on Game Pass. So yeah, like the one thing up front is like most people probably have this. Like it's on Game Pass and it was also free on PSN. So one way or another, you probably have access to it. And like I do remember it getting pretty mixed to bad reviews. And I think like that kept people away who might like that series. And I'll just say like I think it's like a worthy entry in the series. Like I felt misled by some of the reviews, honestly. So mm-hmm. I liked it. I mean, it was free, so it made it easier. Although I did accidentally buy it as well. So
how did you accidentally buy it as well?
I bought it on Black Friday. It's still in its fucking shrink wrap, like off of Amazon or some shit. It was like $10, and then Tony right away was like, "You know that fucking that's on Game Pass." I was like, "Oh, really?"
Yeah, I just exist to make Jeff feel bad. I'm sorry, Jeff.
So, I almost and we can actually talk about this in a little bit because Earl played a game last week that is showed up on Game Pass this week.
Yeah,
and I was almost ready to buy a game that showed up on Game Pass this week. So I was going to buy that Plague's Tale.
Oh yeah,
and that came out on Game Pass this week, and Indivisible, which Earl was telling us about last week, came out this week on Game Pass. So. Yes.
On the bright side, I'm like, Jeff, I bought the game on purpose, and then it went on Game Pass. So.
Well, I got that happen too. Bloodstained last year, that was like on Game Pass within like a month, and I paid like $40 for it. Good game, but...
So, yeah, I hit that. I had actually waited, Jeff.
I know, you really got fucked on that, didn't you?
Yeah, because I bought it on sale, so I didn't pay full price. But then, like, 2 weeks later, they were like, and we're bringing Bloodstained.
Yeah.
Why buy games anymore?
I think that's a fair point. That was something people kind of criticized with games with Gold and PlayStation Plus. It's like, it does deep. But now it's like, yeah, I'll just wait. I mean, we've said it before. Sometimes there are games like, oh, I'll check that out when it's on Game Pass.
Yep.
It's like it's the new wait for it to be on Netflix.
Yeah.
That's the whole like waiting. I guess if it's a game you don't really care about that much, then whatever. But it's like, you know, with like Bloodstained, I wanted to play it. I wanted to play Bloodstained. I wanted to see how it turned out, you know. It's like
we're not gonna wait around for Resident Evil 3 to come out on
Netflix.
We're gonna buy that right away. But yeah, I don't think it's gonna. Those like middle tier games are gonna maybe suffer a little bit because like I'm just gonna wait and see if it shows up there. Hope in a couple it shows months.
Up, or like, I'll forget about
even
it.
Devil May Cry 5, which was a pretty big game.
That's a regret.
Like, that was 4 or 5 months out from release and showing up on Game Pass. Like, fortunately, I didn't pay for that one. But so, how is Darksiders 3? I know you said you liked it. I never played 2, so...
Okay, so it's been a long time since I played 2, and I do remember, like, one of the main things that, like, that one did different was it was very, like, kind of loot-based. Like, you're just... Okay. Shit was, like, weapons were, like, constantly dropping with different stats and shit, and that's not in 1 or 3. Like, I think 3 feels a little closer to 1 in that way. Like, it's just... 3 is like pretty much a straight action adventure game. It's not a total like Darksiders 1, which I started after I was done with 3. Like, so I'm like 3 hours into Darksiders 1. And once Darksiders 1 gets going, it's pretty much like a Zelda ripoff, and you know, which is cool.
Yeah, you have dungeons and such, yeah. There's puzzles to solve, and
I mean, it's very like, yeah, you go into a dungeon, you get a new item, you use that item to solve the puzzles in the dungeon. Like, it's totally Zelda once it gets going. It takes a little while to get going, but like 3 is like not structured exactly like that. It's more kind of reminds me of like God of War, where like it's mostly kind of action, but then, you know, there are parts where there's like puzzles. That's like one thing I think that I remember watching reviews when it came out, and I remember like a lot of reviews were like, yeah, this game is totally not Darksiders anymore. It's not, you know, there's not really any puzzle solving. It's trying to be Dark Souls. And like, that's kind of it. It's like very just like straight action. It's all about like beating these hard bosses and shit. And it's like, I don't know. I find it to be way close. Like, while not exactly a Zelda ripoff like Darksiders 1, I find it to be pretty close and sort of true to the spirit of that. And there's definitely puzzles. Like, there's big ass fucking level spanning puzzles and shit. Like, so again, I just felt kind of misled by the reviews. Like, if you like the series and you stayed away from it because of the reviews of 3, well, you probably have 3 for free and you should check it out. Like,
okay.
I really don't know what else. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's not like an amazing game, and it definitely has like huge flaws, like very long load times, and it can be kind of hard. So like, you know, you'll be dying and shit, and it's just like you're sitting there for 30, 40 seconds waiting to reload. And then it does like really awful mid-level loading, where like sometimes when you're just running around the level, like the whole game freezes and you get the little like a little symbol showing you that it's loading, and it's just like, what the fuck, this is like sloppy looking, like you know, it's also not like a super pretty game, but I wouldn't say any of the Darksiders games are like great looking. Like, I went back to, I'm playing 1 now, and it's like, that is like gray buildings, the game. Like, it's just fucking, it's like a huge flaw, I think, in the first one even. It's just like, what the fuck? You're just going around these city environments. I mean, it's kind of from that era where there was no color in games, but.
But it was also, it was a mid-tier title too, right?
Like, yeah.
Probably didn't have a huge budget.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Yeah, it's just, Darksiders 3 was totally fine. It was like worth the download. Again, it was free, but I was like, I was pretty hooked on it. So I'm trying to remember now. I like started it on Sunday or something, I want to say, and I was done with it by Tuesday. Like, I played the majority of that game on my Monday off, like in one sitting. So it must have been something there that was like, you know, I was just like in the mood for something like that, and it was better than I expected, and it just kind of like got its hooks in me all day, and I played through it. So, yeah, Darksiders 3, check it out.
Okay.
The end.
Maybe I will.
I think I have it installed. Maybe I'll play it. Should I play Darksiders 2 first?
I think Darksiders 2 is good. It's just been so long for me to say for sure. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's. Do you own Darksiders 2?
I do.
It was, I mean, I remember it being good. So, but again, I do also remember, like, at the end of the day being like, I don't know, I like how Darksiders 1 was just basically Zelda, and I wish they stuck to that. And I think that 3 is, in a way, closer to that, because it's not doing the loot thing or anything like that. There's, like, RPG elements where you basically level up your strength or magic or your health. Every time you like went to a save point, you could spend your souls, so to speak, to level up one of those 3 things. You know, and you do get like throughout the game, you get 4 different kind of like elemental abilities that help you solve puzzles and shit. And so it's like, again, it's like way more back to like your standard action adventure game.
Nice.
Yeah. Anyways.
All right. I played something not nearly as exciting as Darksiders 3.
Oh, boy.
I played this little... I don't know how to describe it. I don't know what genre it would fall into. Resource management platformer? Puzzle.
Okay.
Resource management puzzler. It's a game called Far Lone Sales. It's a... It is a left to right side scroller where you are piloting it's like a big land cruiser with one big wheel, and you have to put fuel in it and manage the steam intake, and then eventually like you can get upgrades like a repair station or sails that you can put on top. And the whole purpose is you're just trying to take it from wherever you start to this ending location. And as you come across, like there'll be barriers in the way and you have to figure out the puzzle, how to clear it. There's no story. I don't know. Like, it's just this dystopian kind of, it's very inside-y looking, or, that game I played, last year, which I'm now drawing a blank on. Just had it on my head, but it has that kind of like visual look to it, like where some sort of apocalypse has happened to the world that the game takes place in, and you are traversing it trying to get to an ending area, but I'm not sure why. Like, the little character looks like a fat version of the guy from Journey. But it's pretty cool that like the actual mechanics of the ship that you're piloting is actually pretty neat, because you have to keep adding fuel to it. There's like a big fuel sensor. You see it going down, and as you're trying to maneuver, like you're jumping around your ship trying to get fuel to add to the burner, and trying to make sure that you're keeping the pressure down or repairing things that are breaking. And you can go extra fast if like the wind is blowing the right way. You can add the sails up as well. And the puzzles are neat. Like they're not super hard or anything. I finished it today. It took like three sessions of like an hour each. It looked cool, so I picked it up. It was $10.
Why do you keep making up games? What is this, Full Sail University or something?
Yeah, Full Sail University. No, I have 480 achievement points from it. So
I see you're just trying to pad your stats against me. I see how it is.
Yeah, play these like little games, and
yeah, I'm on my 10th game beating of the year. Meanwhile, I'm over here playing Resident Evil 4 and shit. It's like 25 hours long. Yes,
don't do that, Jeff. Keep up.
That is your choice to repeat games. Especially since you played games you don't like.
I was challenged by our friend Brian to hit 100 games finished this year.
Ooh, that's impossible.
I mean, didn't you do it last year? Like, you were
I hit 95.
Something? Close enough. Good enough.
Please
stop. You're making me insane over here. I feel like I'm in this weird competition. I don't like it.
So anyway, our other friend from the old IGN blogs, Beesball Billy, who used to the Noob Kateers with Britt from What's Good Games and Fozzie, our Fozzie. He said he was like, you know what? I'm gonna sweeten the deal, just like, you know, out of Brian's challenge. And he was like, I will buy you a game if you hit 100 games. And then Brian said he would do it. So I convinced them both to, I don't need them to buy me games. I have more than enough, but, to donate that money to the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. So I'm going to try to hit 100 so that they'll send a donation their way. So we'll see.
And I'm going to try to hit 100 out of pure pettiness.
Just like to try and keep up with me.
Yeah.
It is funny though to have someone who play 100 games and then be like, "I'm going to buy you games at the end of it."
Yeah, it's like, that's I've like already played all the games.
Yes, go to an all-you-can-eat buffet. I'll buy you dinner afterwards. It's like, I don't want any more food at this point.
I'm stuffed. But thank you for offering. No, but they, I mean, I'm sure it's the same with all children's hospitals, but they, you know, they love when you donate games or systems to them because they have kids that are like in the hospital
constant
for, yes. And like that almost live there for weeks at a time or months at a time, depending upon what kind of treatment. So,
yeah, and they don't get the money for, I mean, that's such a small, like, it's a big part for kids, but, like, from a budgetary standpoint, it's really never a big concern.
Oh, yeah, because it's like that stuff thrives on donations, and my daughter was in the hospital in December for, end of November into December for a few days, and, like, the lady came around and was like, you know, hey, like, we can bring a game system in to hook up to your TV if you want, and my daughter doesn't play games. She just wanted to watch cooking shows. But I like asked like what they had here. Like, oh, we can hook up like a PlayStation 2 or.
Oh, God.
Like, we need to get you guys some better stuff. So.
Yeah, I know some people, I keep my old systems, but, you know, like for people who trade them in for consoles that aren't, it's a good thing to do. Especially GameStop doesn't give you anything. Donate to your local hospital, libraries. Yeah. Or any of those other public utilities, because there's a lot of kids out there who would make great use of it. And unlike the rest of us, they do not care about having a day one.
No, not at all. Like, they're like, and look, those kids will gladly play the PlayStation 2 games that they have, but, like, you know, get them like a 360 or at this point, an Xbox One or a PS4, like, and some games. Like, I'm sure they will love that as well.
Like, it's fascinating, just as an aside. I went to one of the library branches today. Well, not me, my entire team. And they have modern systems, but they got the systems, like, I think last year. And it's such a hurdle because, like, you buy the systems and then we don't have any budget for the games.
Oh, no.
So it's like, yeah, we have PS4s. And, like, a lot of the times what happens is, like, the kids, like, some of the kids will bring in their own games to play with other people. And stuff like that, or the same thing with Switch, and like people bring in Smash Brothers and controllers. So it's one of those. And then, like, when we transition to the next generation, it's not like we're gonna, like, these things aren't gonna be bought in November. They won't even be bought in 2021, probably 2022, 2023. Like, it's a whole different beast. But for instance, we still have a Wii Bowling League that goes on throughout different branches.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. Wii bowling is awesome.
It's great. It's just, but to kind of tell you, like, the stuff we keep, because, like, I enjoy Wii Sports, but, like, I'm not digging it out to play anytime soon.
You know, it's just, I'm sitting here going, I have my PS4, which I hardly ever turn on, and I'll probably buy a PS5, so I should just, like, pack my PS4 up when I'm getting that PS5, I'm not going to play, and drop it off at the hospital or the library or somewhere.
It could be a hospital. I don't need to show the library for everything.
I mean, I'm sure there are probably kids that would love to have it there too. So
yeah. It's but yeah, it's always a great cause. And let's be honest, I go through this too. Most of the video games you keep and you say you're going to play again, you never touch again.
This is true.
Yep.
I say, like, every time I'll play this again, I swear. Oh, there's like 10 other games I haven't opened yet. But I'm going to go back to that one sometime.
And the worst for that, and I mean, that's it's bad when we buy like physical copies or even like the digital copies that are on there, but the Steam sales were like the worst for me for that. So be like, oh, buy like 20 games at a time because they're like $2 a pop, and now I have like 400 games in my Steam library, of which I've played maybe 10% of them. So I could literally not buy games for a long time and have enough to play, Jeff. Like,
I wonder about that sometimes. What happens, like, what if I lose my job or we go through like some sort of apocalypse? It doesn't matter because I got all these games to play. We'll be fine.
Go through an apocalypse.
Hey, well, we just have to make sure we downloaded the games before the apocalypse happens.
That's right.
run it off of a little generator.
We go through like a game apocalypse, like all these companies go down, so there's like nothing released for a couple of years.
Oh, like an actual crash. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which everyone keeps saying is going to happen. I don't see it.
I don't quite believe it, but.
So that's it for games, unless Earl, you or Tony want to talk about anything you've been playing.
I just had something to talk about while we started recording. I played the demo of Super Yucky Tail on the Switch.
Uh-huh.
That's a very, I don't want to say old school, but it is old school 3D platformer. It seems like it wouldn't be out of place on the N64. So far, it seems fine. The controls seem a bit sluggish for me.
Is that the, it's kind of have like a set perspective, like it's not like you,
no, it's you fully can, 3D. You can move the camera.
You can move all the way around. Okay.
Yeah. But if in terms of the level design, I mean, again, the demo he has, like the first level, it's more closer to 3D World than any other like 3D Mario game, in that it's more of a, it's like a 3D sandbox and it's kind of like a 3D open world space.
Yeah.
Like you're essentially following paths that lead you back to something. So it might get more intricate later on, but right now it does seem fairly not straightforward, but it's not like this huge expansive level. But yeah, I don't know if I'd pick it up for $40. Like I said, it seems a bit sluggish, but
it's a bit costly.
That's a steep price. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is and it isn't, but for what it offered in a demo, and I think this is something, it's always a crapshoot with demos, is I do think that there is, like, do we show too much or do we give a little? Because it's essentially kind of a tutorial stage, and it's like, I can get a kind of feel for control, but I don't get a feel for, like, level design with one level. And to me, that's the most important part of a platform, is, like, how well are your levels designed? How much navigating do I have to do? How much skill is involved in actually using the platform? Like, I say 3D platformer, but there's been no real challenges in the jumping mechanics yet. It's just been like, oh, just get across. Like, not even get across it. Most of the things weren't bottomless pits or anything. It's just kind of like navigating up the top of a hill or something and then going back down with the item you collected.
Huh. Yeah, I don't. $40 does not sound appealing to me. But
why did you buy that on Switch? Isn't that like free on Xbox?
No, I paid the demo.
Oh, gotcha.
I was really just like, I wanted to find some things. So I was like, I'll put on one of these systems, and the Switch has smaller size games, so that downloaded in time.
I bought that not last Black Friday, but the year before on Xbox, like physical version of that game, and.
And also, am I not mistaken? I thought the Switch version was better because it added, it improved some stuff and fixed some stuff that wasn't in the Xbox one.
Feel bad for not giving it more of a chance. I thought you had played through that game for some reason.
I think I did. I remember it being like not fully 3D, but maybe I'm misremembering it.
I remember it feeling like shitty. Like, I just remember it being like, you know, that feeling like when you played Ukulele, we were just like, eh.
Yeah, I thought it played a little bit better than Ukulele.
I can't remember.
Speaking of Ukulele, I did try it's a side scroller, right? The Impossible Lair.
Yeah.
Epic gave that away for free over the holidays. And I installed it, played a few levels of it. It's all right. I think it feels better than Donkey Kong Country, which seems to be the comparison.
Whoa. Wait, are we talking about Donkey Kong Country or Donkey Kong Country Return?
My experience with the Donkey Kong Country series is the first two original Super Nintendo games.
That's fine. You can make fun of those.
I don't like those games.
No, they don't. They're not.
But that's my frame of reference for Donkey Kong Country. So I feel it plays better than those two.
I think the structure of it is way cooler. Like, I don't know how much you got into like the overworld stuff and stuff, but like
the overworld is pretty cool, where it's like there's like some puzzles and stuff to solve, and that opens up other areas. And, yeah, that seems pretty cool. And I also like the, you know, hey, after you fail against the boss in the first one, which you're designed to do, And then you do the first level, which is kind of like a tutorial level. It then's like, hey, you could go try and try to beat Mr. B again.
Yeah, anytime you could take your shot at the impossible there. I think it's like, I mean, I do think that that level is insanely impossible. Like, I never got far in it at all, but it's a cool idea to be like, you know, I remember like when they did that in Breath of the Wild, it was just like basically at any point after like an hour, you could just go. And yeah, I think that's a cool idea.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. I think that game, that series, might work better in this style of game, but I don't know.
Also, going back to Super Lucky's Tale, a game like that I highly recommend is A Hat in Time, if anyone has not played that.
See, I've heard good things about
it's awesome.
Hat in Time. It's one of those things sometimes where, you know, it's kind of stupid and idiotic, but, you know, there's some stuff with the developers and some of the talent in the game where I'm just kind of like, do I want to support that with my money?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I am with that.
I don't know anything about the developers, and I will continue to not know.
So I will just be ignorant and leave it be.
No, but that game is like... Like, if you want that type, like, that's what I wanted Super Lucky's Tale to be. That's what I wanted, you know, Yooka-Laylee to be. Like, Hat in Time nails it. Like, it's I think it's like $30 normally. If you really want that type of game, you won't regret spending the $30 on it. It's a nice, like, update of one of those types of games.
All right. Tony, you play anything?
Just more Witcher. So much Witcher.
Yeah.
I'm now getting to the point, like, I got a couple achievements, but I could probably power my way through to the end now, but there's just so much in the world to experience, like, I'm not sure that I want to do that. plus, I have to go into the DLC, which is so much content. I have so much more to do. It's a good thing there's no games coming out. I can just focus on this forever.
There's so many games coming out.
I need to start the DLC so I can get those two achievements for the Game Pass for the rewards points.
Yeah, I totally made sure that I got some. Like, I was using the Axie, which is the thing that lets you take over other people's minds and have them like have your enemies fight each other.
Uh-huh.
So I kept doing that over and over in every encounter until I got the achievement.
That's neat.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's a little bit of news here, and then we can
wrap this up. So little,
yeah, very little.
The tiniest news. Oh, look, it's so cute news.
Earl, what do we got?
What do we have? Well, we mentioned it at the start of the show that we had additional delays this week. So the first one that I actually had no idea happened until I was like. Is Iron Man VR got pushed back from February to May. So essentially it's taking the Avengers shot that was freed up when Avengers got delayed from May to September. So
none of us have VR, do we?
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Even if I did, fuck that shit.
You don't wanna fly around as Iron Man?
Fuck Iron Man. Sorry.
<That's> okay.
That's my thoughts on that subject.
All right. What else was delayed, Earl?
And this is delayed in the sense that it's no longer coming out in the time that it didn't have a release window to not having a release window. Dying Light 2 was pushed back to. Yeah, it was pushed back.
Indefinitely, right? Like, it's...
Yeah.
I shed a single tear for you, Chris, when I saw that news.
I really liked the first one. And
yeah.
Would have enjoyed. See, like, now, Jeff, there's no games for me, man.
You know what? If they would have dropped Dying Light 2, like, right now, I'm so thirsty, I would have bought that.
You played that? Yeah.
Yep.
Well, and this is something that I think we talked about last week. It's like, sometimes... there are games sometimes that you kind of are interested in, but it comes out in a bad window. Then this game's like, oh, there's nothing else out. I need a new game that are perfect. And I feel like, yeah, this is one of those games that, like, if it came out in that that 3 month window that has, it's like, yeah, you know, nothing's really out. I got $60 running a hole in my pocket.
That would have been so perfect for January. I think wasn't the first one like a January release or something like that, some early on.
It was in a dead period for sure. I don't remember exactly where, but it was like in a dead spot of the year.
I'll find this shit out. Don't you worry.
Yes. So yes, that was delayed indefinitely. So at least the other ones kind of give us a window. This one's just kind of like, yeah. It's not coming out when it was. I still don't even know if it had a release date. It was just like, it's not coming out when it's not coming out. So
January.
Yep. So early in the year, that would have been a good time for this one to come out.
See, I'm a video game historian. I got this shit locked into my memory.
It's because your views are so old. You're really good.
And finally, which is probably more exciting for me. Is that WB announced, or Warner Media, I don't know what they go by anymore, announced that they're doing an animated Mortal Kombat movie centered around Scorpion that's due out in the first half of this year. So I feel like Chris may know this better than I assume if you've seen any of the DC animated movies that they put out over the past decade, it's going to be on par with that quality. Which, for the most part, I don't.
Is it that animation studio or that group that's doing it?
I don't know if it's that specific because there's a few of them, but for the most part, it's the same kind of. It's the same studio that kind of turns out the Scooby Doo movies that they do all the time. There was a period of time when they had Tom and Jerry movies that were based off of actual books.
There were Tom and Jerry books?
Well, no, Tom and Jerry movies based off of books.
Oh, okay. Were they playing the characters from the books?
Yes. Yes. I'm sure there's Tom and Jerry books as well. But yeah, so I assume this is from that void with like the Flintstones, Jetsons, they do all that type of stuff. So yeah, I mean, if it's depending on which studio it is and depending on how much money they invest in it, some of these are actually really good movies.
Some of the DC stuff is excellent.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, animation is, again, dependent on, I assume it's not going to have the new 52 style where they're just super bulky, so that can really work in their favor. And the DC stuff has also shown that they are willing to go R-rated when needed to. And I feel like if you're going to do any, it's Mortal Kombat with Scorpion. So I'm kind of stoked for that, and it kind of whets your appetite for the new Mortal Kombat movie that's out next year, which is live action.
Oh, I didn't know that there was one coming next year.
Yeah.
Huh. All right.
It is not by James Wan, but I think he's producing it. I forget who's directing it, but I believe it's already wrapped filming.
All right. Nice. Well, that's it for stuff going on here. I had some ideas, but they have flown my head, and I didn't write them down, so that's a problem.
Oh no! Oh no!
Well, I mean, one idea that Tony and I have pitched, if it's quiet next week or sometime soon,
yes,
is to we all seem to be into board games to a certain degree, to actually talk about some board games that we've been playing or want to check out. I've recently invested in way too many board games because I followed a Twitter account that has board games on sale, and not having a frame of reference. I see 60% off. I'm like, that's a good deal.
So, well, why don't we do board games next week then?
I'm in.
Yes, something major happens, like Sony drops the PS5 press conference event.
Right. Yeah. Obviously, if new console information is coming out, we will preempt our board game talk and return to that. But let's plan on board games for next week. And
yeah.
So Jeff, bring your best board game opinions. Talk about all those hot board games like Clue, Monopoly, Life.
You gotta go deeper these days. You need to
don't break the ice.
You need to set it as a Catan.
Shoots and ladder.
That's right. Carcassonne.
Carcassonne
allies.
I'm no board game expert. by a long shot, but I have a couple modern ones that I would recommend that you'll get into. Yeah.
So we'll bring, I mean, I'm joking obviously when I say Clue and Monopoly, yeah. But we'll bring if one.
You want to I'm going to take you guys down the darkest rabbit hole. You guys thought I was into it before.
I feel like it should be a 1 hour Splendor cast. Talk about how Splendor is like the future, like classic game.
Oh no, it's a very great game. I actually played it for the first time last week at work. And I thought that was a ton of fun. It's a very easy game to kind of learn, but it takes some skill and stuff to really master it. And sadly enough, we did not get to finish the game in an hour lunch break, but it was a really great game to try out.
All right, so why don't you guys bring me Splendor next week? Because I don't know what you're talking about.
What? You've never played it?
No.
We're going to get into it anyways. I mean, honestly, that's like the big one I'm going to be bringing. But okay. I can't believe you haven't played that. You'll love it anyways.
Speaking of, when we were talking about this on private chat offline, I did have an idea of, so Jeff, you have never played Ticket to Ride.
No.
That is a game that is available on Game Pass.
I saw that.
Version of it is. So we could possibly all play that at some point.
This is true.
We should try to play it next week and then talk about that experience.
We could play it during the podcast.
Has anybody played Forbidden Island?
No.
Forbidden Island.
It's just a board game. There's no like digital version of it, but anyways, I guess that's another one for next week.
Yeah, bring it.
I'm surprised. I thought like one of you guys might have told me about that one. It's another really cool one.
I would also say I'm really bad with doing the names of board games. Like some of them I play at friends' house, and I think this is really fun. And I'm not gonna buy it because I live in a New York City apartment. I have no place to store the ones I bought this week. But just as a reminder, more important news in 3 weeks, the big event, the granddaddy of them all, the Valentine's Day gift, Sonic the Hedgehog comes out. So I just saw
something about that on Twitter, actually.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. God, I'm excited because I believe at midnight, Wiz Khalifa is going to drop his Sonic the Hedgehog track from the movie.
And yep, that's the thing I just saw. I just saw someone say that the Sonic the Hedgehog theme song has the N-word in it.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Like, what the fuck,
why,
dude?
Sonic,
like,
why?
It's a kid's movie. Like, what are we doing here, dude?
Wow. I don't know. I feel like I might need to go out and see that.
I mean, you know, I'm a Sonic head from back in the day, so.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to see it yet in terms of if I'm going to go watch it, actually, or go watch it like how I watch Cat, which was without alcohol on me.
That
might be preferable.
But I am going to see it opening weekend, most likely, with some friends. We did the same thing with Detective Pikachu. That actually turned out to be a good movie. Or an enjoyable movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was fine.
But, yeah, that is out Valentine's Day weekend, so take your loved ones. And see if they still have you at the end.
Do I want to get a divorce or not?
No, don't do
I keep joking about it to my girlfriend, but, like, there's part of me that's serious where I'm like, I know it's going to suck, but, like, it'll just be funny. Kind of like Cats, you know, yeah, like you said, like, you know it's going to be bad.
Go out just to have a good time and mock it.
Because it's bad, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think she gets the appeal of that. And I don't
think... Yeah, I don't think I would either.
I think that she thinks that, like, I'm totally kidding. But I'm not.
All right, well, we'll be back next week with board games, unless Sony surprises us and drops PlayStation 5 information. Chris, since you seem to be most engaging with us on Twitter, send us some board games that you've played. Maybe we've played them. We could talk about them.
Or anybody else. Right.
Not just Chris, obviously. But anybody can send it. Since we know he listens. He likes to yell at us about our opinions.
Because we suck. Which we do.
That's probably accurate.
At least Jeff does. Wait, no, that's wrong.
He agreed with Jeff, so.
Damn it.
Yeah, which is a terrible habit. I mean, you might as well take up smoking at that point.
Hey, when I'm objectively right, I'm objectively right.
It's but you're not. You can't be objectively
right. We solved this at the top. Animal Crossing is this year.
You're right. And that's all that mattered, and that makes it a better year for you.
It's true.
Because
for everybody, you'll
so really we learned that Jeff is really selfish.
But also, Tony, he's right, because for all last year, Jeff just went through lamenting and boo-hooing how bad the year was because he had no games to play because he wanted Animal Crossing, and they pushed it.
Yeah.
And this will make Jeff happy. For the remainder, so it'll
until it comes in a better mood. Until it comes out and he complains that it's still Animal Crossing.
I mean, I know.
And then he starts complaining like, "Where's Metroid Prime 4?" So
yeah,
yep,
pretty much.
I mean, at least we know how this is going to play out. All right, Jeff, say good night.
Good night.